Okay, Tiffany, I'm so excited to have you sharing more of your business journey. I feel like I've gotten to watch from very early on.
The very beginning, yeah.
I know. We met at a speaking event and became BFFs. Like, I just love connecting with you. But I would love for you to share in the beginning, just trying to figure out, first tell about your background and then why you started entrepreneurship and then trying to figure out your offers.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This is so much fun to get to chat with you because I just love you to pieces. And I appreciate what you're doing for the business community. And you're just so gifted in that. And I appreciate your generosity in sharing that. So I was formerly a television reporter and anchor, and then after that, a university professor. And so I taught for about a decade in a nationally ranked university, private university, and loved that. Loved teaching, loved being in the classroom. But I got to the point that I was kind of ready for a new adventure. And actually, one of the things that really spoke to me in that season was listening to you talking about what challenges you, you know, what are your motivators? What are those driving factors? And that was a big aha moment for me. I think so often people think that they want to get into entrepreneurship because of money. And you point out so beautifully that money is a tool. It's not really a motivating factor. There's typically something else, whether that's flexibility, time freedom, challenge, you know, whatever it might be that really motivates you. And so that really spoke to me in that season. So I started that new adventure and decided I was going to start a business. And to be honest, I think because of my background, there were a lot of different things I could do. And that's a wonderful blessing, a wonderful problem to have. But it also left me a little bit unfocused because there were 1,000 different things I felt like I could do and could make profitable. And so how did I narrow down? It's kind of like, how do you kill your darlings? How do you cut out the things you'd like to be doing and just focus on one thing? Yeah. So for a little while getting started, I was just trying out a lot of different services, trying to figure out what would stick. And it felt a little bit like throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what was going to stick.
Right.
And when you are that unfocused, you don't make traction very quickly. And so I remember sitting down and watching Blueprint and just thinking, this woman is a genius. Like, this is brilliant. And there were so many gems in there. I'd never really been afraid of dealing with money. I'd never really been intimidated by kind of keeping track of what money was doing in my finances and my business and in my life. But there was like this mental block when it came to business. How do you set those goals? How do you know what those goals are supposed to be? And so having you walk me through, you know, what is that enough? And how do you set a budget? How do you set those goals was really, really helpful. But really where the breakthrough came for me was after we met, I had the opportunity to sit down with you and just talk about those services. What could I be doing? What should I be doing? Where is there a niche in the market that I could fill? And I remember, I think I sent you like a 6-page document.
I think it was. Yes, I remember.
Like, here's like 42 different things that I could do and a description of how I would deliver the services on all of them. And you had to have laughed at yourself when you saw that, but you were very gracious. And you said, let's walk through these. And by process of elimination, we narrowed that down to 3 things, 3 services at 3 different tiers. Once you kind of explained what you were thinking with that, and I could go back and look at that, it was like that aha moment. It's like, oh, and sort of the clouds parted. And all of a sudden you could see a clear path. And that was just thrilling and exciting for me. And so that was really just a major turning point for me in business.
Yeah. And I remember, I mean, I love how you said it was like the clouds parted and you could see it, because when you have so many ideas, it is a blessing and a curse. Like, where do we move forward? How do we get traction in any of these certain things? And you really did, I think, and it was really fun to see you like, okay, these are the things I'm going to offer. This is who it's serving well. And I don't know if you remember, I remember only because I pulled the email up and read back, like, when you switched that over and you got clarity on your offers, what happened?
Yeah. So, and I forgot to tell your audience this, but your community, but so what I do is I work in the public relations world of communications. And so when we narrowed down those offers, we picked 3 tiers, basically, of public relations, a branch of public relations called media relations. And for me, I love to teach. And so that was kind of a non-negotiable thing for me, is I needed the opportunity to teach. And so we worked out 3 different services. One of them was basically just consults, like 1 to 2 hour consults, where if you weren't sure if this was for you or not, you could come and talk to me. I have loved doing those because I get to work with businesses at all different sizes and just say, let's just talk. It's a chance for them to kind of get everything off their chest, talk about what they're thinking, what they're struggling with, what they're excited about. And I can just give them some next steps. Here's the next steps. Here's where I would spend that marketing budget, if you will, or if you wanted to do PR and you wanted to do like media relations, here's how you get started with that. I got to take a call last week and it was an amazing business that it's a husband and wife that both have their full-time jobs and they started a business kind of as a hobby and it took off and skyrocketed. And so one of them has left their full-time job and the other one is getting ready to do it. And so we were just able to stop and say, what's next? And they've done all of this without even a website or email list or any of those things, just all word of mouth. And so we were talking about how do you elevate that brand to hit the next level? Yeah. The second tier that we selected was probably my most favorite. And it's a boot camp, basically, where a company can come to me, a small business or brand, or even a larger company that does not have an in-house PR team. And we train them from the bottom up and set a foundation so that they can handle all of their own PR work themselves. And so we teach them all the same systems I use in the business, all the tips, all the tricks, et cetera, to land that media coverage. And so we try to help them get big media coverage for their small business. Yep. I'm a firm believer, and I know you and I have talked about this a lot, that you can't help people if they don't know you exist. Yeah. And if you do good work, you want eyes on that work. You want people to see it. And so then our third and kind of premier tier was sort of the total white glove service representation. So we have clients that come in, handle all of their PR work for them. That's the one that in terms of the dollar amount has the higher price ticket and also takes, you know, a lot of the time to do. And so it's been great because we could see businesses go from, I'm not sure what I need, to teach us how to do it ourselves, to we've grown and now we're ready to have somebody come in and outsource.
Perfect offer tier. Yeah. I love it. And it was fun, Tiffany, to work with you because media is one of those things that I'm like, I know I need it, but I'm like your ideal audience. And so it was fun to walk through your offers because I'm like, here's what I would want. And I structured it very similar to how I started when I was doing finance consulting with hourly calls. You know, it's like a small offer, medium offer, luxury offer. And I remember when you got clear on that, you emailed me and you had booked two or three clients in that first week.
Yeah.
I wish I remember the number. You might remember.
Yeah. I think I had two clients that first week afterwards. So what I did was basically, if you had seen my website before and after that conversation, before was beautiful, but very unfocused. It was very ambiguous. And it was hard to tell what you could do with me, how you could do it, because I was trying to hit so many different things. I didn't want to like alienate anybody. Once we had that conversation, I suddenly had a lot of clarity. I had three distinct services with three distinct audiences and different points in their business. And when you have that kind of clarity, now you know how to talk about it. The copy became very easy to write. And one of the things that I get complimented on a lot is my sales page copy. Yeah. And that is solely born out of the fact that I went from trying to do everything for everybody to having very clear, very distinct services for very distinct and clear audiences who want to be spoken to in different ways.
Yes.
And so that clarity really brought excellent marketing opportunities for me. I could now go on podcasts and talk very, very clearly and carefully about what it was that I do and how I could help people. You can, if you were to listen, like again, to before and after conversations I would have with people in their podcast, you can tell the difference because it wasn't that I didn't know my business beforehand. It was that now I had a framework to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's when you start seeing results, is when you can really clearly and confidently go out and talk about what you do and who you do it for. And here are the results that we can get.
Yeah.
And so what was neat was a couple of those services I had never offered before. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to have to do, you know, two or three of these for free to get it all worked out. And I never had to do that. I knew the business and the material. And so this was just finding, you know, this new way to deliver it in a very clear and focused way. Yeah. So from the beginning, I never ended up doing like free services. I think I had a friend that we traded services once to just try like a one-day VIP offer.
Yeah.
That I ended up being able to add into my services a couple of years down the road. And so we added that VIP day and that's been really successful as well. Yeah. And so I traded services on that one, but otherwise the rest, just to try it out.
Yeah.
And the rest of the services I never had to do for free. I was always paid for those right from right at the beginning, which is exciting because you need to be paid in your business for it to be a business.
Yeah, this is such a good conversation, Tiffany. Thank you so much for sharing. One kind of side note, I didn't prep you that I was going to ask you this, but I get asked a lot with the blueprint model. Am I too early in my business to take this program? And I would just love for you to share, when you know your offers, like you never had to do things for free. You knew your audience, you knew how to talk about it. It's like, I think when we are so gifted and you had such a knowledge and background in what you do, it can be hard though to turn that into how I'm offering. So would you just speak to taking the blueprint model or learning this education early and encouraging others? It's like not too early to figure out your offers.
So I went through blueprint before I had a business, and I had been doing a lot of pro bono work as a professor and bringing, you know, companies into my classroom to talk and let my students work through projects with them. But I didn't have a business. And so I took like two classes before I really got started, and Blueprint was one of those. And it was phenomenal for me because I heard stories in that process about people who had been in business and had some financial struggles and were having to kind of dig their way out of those, or had built this business, realized it wasn't sustainable, and they were having to tear down and start all over. And I got to bypass a lot of that. Yeah. Because I had those solid foundations. Yeah. And it gave me a sense of knowing how I needed to set those goals, what were good monetary goals, what to do with it once I had it. And so I felt like I was armed with a really excellent foundation so that I got to kind of skip past a lot of those hard parts by starting, yeah, by taking it before I actually started the business. Yeah. And it's fun because every year I go through it again and I learn more every time I do it because I'm in a new stage of business.
Yeah.
And I know that we talked about this before, but when I was watching, so I took Blueprint, I think it was before the legacy year. I can't remember. And I was watching
2018. Yeah.
I think so. And so I was watching one of the webinars before the cart opened for Blueprint, and my 12-year-old nephew was there in the room with me. He had come over and was visiting, and I had this, you know, running in the background. I turned around and looked, and he's at the table and he's taking notes. And when it was over, he goes, "That lady's smart. I would learn money stuff from her anytime. Could I take the class with you?" Like, it was just, yeah.
I think you did tell me that, but I forgot. And that makes me so happy. I have this dream. Yeah. One day of like, I want to teach finance to kids. Like, children aren't often taught about money management, and that makes me so happy. That's awesome.
I think that'd be amazing.
That's so sweet. Okay. This is the bonus mm-hmm. talk, but I would love for you to share, I think, the big aha moment, getting your offers. That's amazing. However, in the last couple of years, or the last year particularly, the idea of knowing your enough number has significantly come into your business. Would you share a little bit about just like the shifts in your industry this past year and how you, because you knew what you needed to make and your enough number, were able to pivot quickly? Yeah. I would love if you don't mind to share that.
Not a problem. So that was kind of one of those big aha moments for me. Was, I think when you're starting a business, it's tempting when someone says, "What are your financial goals?" to kind of throw a number out there because it sounds good, or it's maybe the match to what you were making in your previous work, or double or triple, you know, or just some random number that sounds good. And just a side note here, I think our culture has kind of really missed the boat on what true success looks like. And so we kind of look at these, like in the business world, six figures and then multi six figures and then seven figures, those become the benchmarks of success. Mm-hmm. And so when you're entering this world and trying to learn, trying to very faithfully learn and be a good steward of the opportunities and the resources you have, that can kind of seep in where you're like, well, I need to make X amount of dollars or $2 million or $4 million or whatever before I'm successful. But there's not really any logical reasoning behind those numbers so often. And I love what you said in Blueprint right off the bat. You said, know what your enough number is. So go through, look and see, what are my bills? What are my expenses? What does it take for my business to run? And what do I need to make every month or in a year to be able to cover those expenses, you know, that are required of me to cover? And then what's, you know, the next goal if I'm making more, and then the next goal if I'm making more, and how do I want to use those? How do I want to use that money as it comes in? And that was really exciting to me because it gave me some tools for being able to say, okay, here's a good place to start. I don't have to start in that first or second year up at, you know, $750,000 doing right. that kind of revenue, because I don't need that right now. And so it took a lot of pressure off when I was getting started to be able to say, okay, here's what I actually need to make.
Yeah.
And then once I've hit that, you know, it's all gravy, pass in, you know, it's, and so there was a lot of stress that was just removed from my shoulders when I first got started, because I knew what I needed to make. And so as the business has grown, it's been really exciting, because when I went from the year before we worked together and then the year after we worked together, my revenue from that year to the next year was 3.5 times what it had been. And then the following year, it was another time. It was like almost 5 times what I had made the year before I worked with you. And so just that clarity and focus made all the difference in the world. Yes. And then in the last year, my industry, like so many others, have gone through some major shifts. But about 7 months ago, it went through like a major ground shaking, earth trembling shift in the way that media outlets work with companies and who they're willing to work with. And so it meant that a lot of my clients were dramatically affected by that. And our results began to shift overnight. And so a lot of businesses and a lot of small businesses in my industry went under, and they have lost their clients, closed their doors, sold their businesses, folded, had to go into different kinds of things, trying to make it, you know, work somehow. And for me, it was such a blessing, because I knew that, you know, this is what I have to make.
Yeah.
So I can bring in clients from here and clients from here and consulting, and I know what I need to make, and I don't need yeah. to stress if I'm not making more than that. And what that did was it actually gave me some freedom and some flexibility to make some pivots as I needed to change some services. And so we've actually been really fortunate. I still am providing all of the services that I had been before, but it's a different kind of clientele in some cases. And then in other instances, we actually saw opportunities to bring in new revenue generating services. And so yeah. bringing in different streams of income. And it was very fast. I'd been kind of watching this on the horizon for a while and had been making some plans and getting some things in place. And so it wasn't stressful. It was just like we took it in our stride and said, okay, you know, this has changed. This has changed. Here's how we need to shift. Here's how we need to pivot. We're ready to introduce this new service for revenue generating and this new service, and let's just keep going.
Yeah.
And so that was such a blessing to be able yeah. to know, here's my enough number.
Yes.
I know that I'm making that with, you know, these services in place and these clients in place, and just able to shift. And I think one of the other parts of that has been helpful is that as friends or family need you, you know, sometimes your family needs some attention or need some help or whatever,
yep.
knowing what that enough number is means that you can step away
yeah.
and go do what you need to do, because yeah. we can get, and I'm guilty of this too, we can get so focused on the business and the revenue generation, all of these things, that we can lose sight of the fact there are people who need us, and that's more important. And yeah. so having that enough number means that you can really just calmly, peacefully go do what needs to be done without stressing about what your business is doing. And that has just been a tremendous blessing.
Yeah. I love that, Tiffany. Thank you so much for sharing. And just for anybody who's so unfamiliar with PR like me, when you were sharing about, you know, your service is like to get a Shanna Skidmore featured in Forbes magazine, you know, that's my dream. Still need to talk to you about it. But if Forbes magazine is putting a halt on featuring a Shanna Skidmore, that completely shifted your approach to your offers and the results you're getting for clients. And I love how you said you saw that coming, you watched it because you're a PR professional. And as you saw that, it's like your results for your clients are changing. And so you had to shift with it. And I love that so many people in so many industries over the last few years, it's like, okay, during the pandemic, no weddings. So what do? You know, and just, I had so many students and clients email me or text me in 2020 and 2021 saying something very similar. Like because I knew what I had to make, I was able to get creative about my offers and offer something different. So, and I love how you brought in seasons of life, like right now with Madeline, I have about 2 days a week I can work. That can feel frustrating because that's going to put a halt, a limit on probably what I could be making, but I'm so grateful to know, like, I'm able to step away and live the life and be the mom I want to be because I can still pay our bills. So thank you for sharing today, Tiffany. It's just a joy to spend time with you.
It's my pleasure.
And it's been really what you do for business owners is such a gift because just like small business isn't often represented in the finance world, there's not a lot of professionals to help. And that's why I love what I do. I feel it's very similar in PR. We don't even know how to get the coverage we need. So you are a gift to our industry.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.